From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack in Nice, France. It remains unclear whether there was any direct connection between the French-Tunisian attacker and the terrorist group. 84 people were killed when the attacker mowed them down with his truck during a Bastille Day celebration. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reporting.
Behind the lines of red and white police tape, investigators sifting through the wreckage began shedding light on the man behind the tragedy. Mohamed Laouedj Boulel, a 31-year-old Tunisian-born Frenchman known to police for armed violence. Intelligence officials and experts say the picture emerging of Boulel is worrisome and in line with some of those involved in the Paris and Brussels attacks. Increasingly, officials say, Islamic State seems to be seeking out petty criminals and the mentally ill to turn them into weapons. Former U.S. State Department agent Stratford's Scott Stewart via Skype.
The idea is to kind of motivate these folks to conduct very simple attacks using things they're capable of using close to where they live.
Intelligence officials warn the prospect for more similar attacks will remain high, at least for the near future. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of Turkish citizens took to the streets of Ankara, Istanbul, and other cities Saturday night, showing their support for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after a failed coup attempt by some of the country's military. Reports are indicating now that, as late as Saturday night, that the number available of those dead during the clashes during the coup, 265 dead. You can get more news by going to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of the African Union, facing the aftermath of deadly violence in South Sudan and rising antipathy toward the International Criminal Court, gathering in the Rwandan capital for the 27th summit. Meetings follow days of fighting between rival forces and hundreds of deaths in South Sudan, as well as new UN warnings of imminent catastrophe if a fragile truce reached last week fails to hold. At least 300 people in Juba were killed between July 8th and 11th in fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and longtime opponent, First Vice President Riek Machar, before violence subsided. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy is lobbying the European Parliament to impose measures on Cambodia in the wake of a concerted government crackdown on dissent and the murder of a prominent government cleric last week, a critic that is. Speaking to the VOA, Rainsy said he hoped Europe would follow up on an earlier package, a pledge that is to link Cambodia's aid program with improvements in human rights. President Obama used his weekly media address to reassure Americans after the deadly police shootings of African-American men in the states of Louisiana and Minnesota and the murder of five policemen in Texas. Mr. Obama said he held conversations with both sides of the divide in recent days. He said the conversations were challenging, but that's the point.
We have to be able to talk about these things honestly and openly, not just in the comfort of our own circles, but with folks who look differently and think differently than we do. Otherwise, we'll never break this dangerous cycle.
President Obama said the issues that the country faces is going back for centuries, but he called on all Americans to join together to do right in what he called equal parts of one American family. In U.S. politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has appeared for the first time with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Spence, at a rally in New York, calling Spence my partner in this campaign. About 50,000 Republicans are expected to gather in Cleveland, Ohio this week, starting on Monday for their party convention, where Donald Trump is scheduled to be formally named the party's presidential nominee. A week later, a similar number will gather in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Democrats will officially choose Hillary Clinton as their party's presidential candidate. She is yet to name someone she would like to see as her vice presidential running mate. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.